She wanted the hope. Some days it was all she had to cling to. Like the fledgling hope that at least her baby would have a better life than she ever had. She could walk away knowing that, believing it, even if it was all she believed in. The next contraction swelled in her midsection. Morgan's body contorted toward the middle. Her fingers curled into fists, and her knees came up almost to the t-shirt over her chest. "Push, baby girl." The midwife held her knee. Morgan screamed all the pain and frustration back at them. The closed door. Two men in the hall. She would get out, one way or another. The pressure eased. Morgan stared at the rush of flesh and fluid between her legs, her breath caught in her throat, waiting for that first sign of life. Was her baby dead? That would be a kind of mercy, to give birth to a stillborn child, one who would never know the horror that life could be. But when had she deserved anything like that? The child batted the air and let out a wet cry. Morgan gasped. The midwife did something, then carried the baby to a table in the corner they'd covered with a towel, her back to Morgan. "Is she okay?" The midwife glanced over her shoulder. "She's healthy." Then continued to wrap the child in a pink blanket. Morgan pushed up to her elbows, aware of the mess between her legs. "Can I?" The door opened. She shifted one knee to meet the other and turned her hips to lay them down. The ache and burns of moments ago were still there. If he expected her to get up right now, that wasn't going to work. He scanned her, a look of distaste on his face. The midwife scooped up Morgan's baby and left the room. Morgan's breath left in a whimper, and her hope went with it. He moved to the side of the bed and reached out, curled his fingers around her throat, and squeezed. Chapter 2. EMT Trey Banning sipped from the paper cup. The black coffee tasted old, the last of the pot he'd made before 5 that morning. He tucked his collar closer to his neck and stomped his feet to pump some warmth back into his limbs. Rain dripped off the edges of the awning they'd set up beside the Washington Wilderness Race finish line. The 3-day event tested survival skills, stamina, and the will to rough it in the Pacific Northwest December weather just to win. As a rule, he preferred summer. T-shirts on top of whatever he was wearing, and the lack of need for a sweater, a jacket, or the beanie, gloves, and scarf he had on now. But the 4 seasons of Washington State weren't worth trading for blue skies and high temps he'd wind up taking for granted. He wanted the anticipation of summer through those cold months and short days. The radio on the folding table beside the laptop crackled to life.
"The first participant just passed checkpoint 9. Won't be long now."
Beside Trey, Benson PD Captain McCauley had on a similar winter uniform. But he wasn't here in a professional capacity today. Trey checked the trail cam for checkpoint 9.
"Looks like Selena's in the lead." "Huh. Not who you thought would win?"
McCauley sipped his coffee and didn't even grimace. Maybe the stuff they made at the PD tasted like this all the time. He should come over to the fire department and try coffee that was actually good.
"My girls think she will, but they follow Selena's YouTube channel and they're convinced she can do anything. They didn't make this easy."
The race organizers had McCauley here to coordinate security for the media who were live streaming the race. Trey had signed up to volunteer in the medical tent in case of injuries. His hope was to get McCauley to put in a good word with the EMT captain, to vouch that Trey had recovered enough from the attack a couple of months ago, he could be back on the ambulance, where he should be, not sidelined.